fresh. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a building at Columbia University in New York, one of several schools where ABC's Stephanie Ramos says pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated.
At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens arrested as protesters and police in riot gear clashed. At the University of Florida, 9 protesters arrested. The school saying the University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East as talks continue for a potential ceasefire. Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, and 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed along with a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer. They were attempting to serve a warrant when the suspect opened fire. The suspect was killed. This is ABC News. First responders are on alert in the Texas Capitol after a sudden one-day surge in drug overdoses. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
The first calls came from the downtown area, but soon started spreading to other parts of Austin. By late afternoon, the flow of ambulances was constant.
We've not experienced overdoses of this volume in several years.
EMS Deputy Medical Director Heidi Abraham says that of 30 opioid overdoses Monday alone,
there have been 4 deaths so far that we suspect are related to these overdoses.
Officials believe an adulterated batch of opioids has hit the streets of Austin. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And we know who won that huge $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot in Oregon. Charlie Siphon coming forward to claim the prize and saying with some relief,
"Now I can rest my family and find a good doctor for myself."
The immigrant from Laos saying he had his last round of chemotherapy last Monday. He and his wife sharing the prize with a friend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
98Q News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping, training is important. Two is educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And 3 is that engagement piece and being in partnership with the community.
Thompson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position, but when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right, and I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, they ran track down in Abbotsford yesterday. Shawamigan, Prentice, Rib Lake, all a part of that meet. Autumn Mikulski continues to excel as she won the 800 and the 3,200-meter races for Shawamigan. On the girls' side, on the boys' side, Jared Heckendorf taking first place in the 400-meter run. And A.J. Morgan continues to excel at the field events, takes first in the discus, and takes second in the shot put competition yesterday. And the Prentice squad also was there. The relay team of Prentice, the 4x8 relay team, taking first place. All the results from the Abbotsford meet, you can go to 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow. The first day of May tomorrow. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. We've got brat on a bun tomorrow, coleslaw, baked beans, and jello with fruit. Locations are in Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Park Falls, Phillips, Price County Senior Dining. Call them at 715-339-2158. Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll see a few more clouds by late this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms here this evening. Our high today, 63. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to buy top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and dirt scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wisconsin's general inland fishing season opens on Saturday, May the 4th, and your Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers of some new regulations for this year. Complete details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR reminds anglers that the 2024-25 general inland fishing season kicks off on Saturday, May the 4th. Fisheries biologists expect anglers to find success on opening day. Remember that all Badger State residents and non-residents over age 16 are required to purchase a fishing license. This year, some new fishing regulations are in effect, including a new small tournament registration requirement and a statewide daily bag limit of 3 walleyes or sauger per day on all inland waters. There are also bag and length limit changes for fish species in 25 counties from Brown to Waukesha. The full 2024 hook and line fishing and trout regulations are available online at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then simply search fishing regulations. This fine state has more than 15,000 inland lakes, 42,000 miles of streams and rivers, 1,000 miles of Great Lakes shoreline, and 260 miles of the Mississippi River. Get out and fish that water this summer. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Size. No, I didn't feel a thing when you threw that ring and
98Q Country.
we're kind of just have problems getting going here today with the cloud cover and just need some sunshine. Ileana, can you work on that for us?
I'm trying.
All right. Hopefully we'll get some sunshine at some point. It's supposed to be a nice day today, 61 or so, and winds will be light. But the forecast was described as more clouds than sun today. But it should be a good day for baseball, softball. A lot of games going on today. Pretty much everybody will be in action. Today we'll be in Phillips for Rib Lake and Phillips baseball action today at 4:45. Matthew Krieger going to join us from Pioneer Financial Consultants in just a little bit to talk about your money. They have a few seminars coming up this week for those of you who are affected by the Jeld-Wen announcement that they're closing their plant, and over 300 jobs at that facility in Hawkins will be gone. So they have three seminars coming up, just talking about that transition financially and helping out. It's free and no obligation. So Matt will tell you more about that with Pioneer Financial Services in just a little bit. Ileana has put together an absolutely dazzling list of celebrity birthdays. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get to that in just a moment. If you've got local ones to share with us, we got a few of those already. 715-762-3221. You can always email us local birthdays and anniversaries at 715-7 the phone number is 762-3221. The email is wcqm@civicmedia.us. We'll get to all of our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a building at Columbia University in New York, one of several schools where ABC's Stephanie Ramos says pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated.
At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens arrested as protesters and police in riot gear clashed. At the University of Florida, 9 protesters arrested. The school saying the University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East as talks continue for a potential ceasefire. Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, and 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed along with a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer. They were attempting to serve a warrant when the suspect opened fire. The suspect was killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual pothole patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text Embrace at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And Dame are doubtful. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It comes down to tonight's game 5 in order for the Bucks season to continue. The Pacers lead the best of 7 playoff series 3-1. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard both listed as doubtful due to injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Chris, I do know that he's going to be okay. He felt pretty good after the game again. Pat, we're going to have to get a something check. I think it's his ribs or something, so we're not sure.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rays on a controversial interference call at the plate in the ninth inning. Tampa Bay walks away 1-0 at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers drafted rookies coming to Green Bay for a minicamp this weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be a very competitive situation. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily whether you're a second-round pick or you're a UDFA. I mean, our job is to find the best players to go out there and compete at a high level, and everybody's going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A good old-fashioned shootout last night at the Park Falls Athletic Complex. Shawamigan beating Ironwood 29-14 in girls softball. Lakeland edges Tomahawk yesterday 5-0. You had Shawamigan, Prentice, Rib Lake all running at the Abbotsford invite yesterday. Complete results from that meet at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab.
The Lynn Stunkel Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
All right, local birthdays. All these will go in for the cake drawing on Friday. Stephanie Taplin is celebrating a birthday today. I'm not sure she wants everybody to know that she is the big 4-0, so we won't tell everybody that Stephanie Taplin is the big 4-0. We'll leave that as a secret. So, Stephanie, happy birthday to you today. John Radlinger of Butternut is celebrating also today. John, happy birthday to you. And Randy and Dana Miller have an anniversary today. So happy anniversary, Randy and Dana. All of you in for the cake drawing. Ileana is here with our dazzling list of celebrity birthdays for today. Who do we have, Ileana?
All righty, I'll start off. Ana de Armas, 36 today. She was a Havana-born actress, and she got the 2023 Best Actress Oscar nomination for her portrayal of Marilyn Monroe in Blonde.
Okay.
Diana Argan is 38 today, and she's a Glee actress, that TV show Glee.
Okay.
Gal Gadot is 39 today. She was in Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, Wonder Woman. Tyler.
Why did they put Batman versus Superman? Why would they do that?
I'm not sure. I don't actually watch any of the the Marvel or whatever. I don't really watch.
Yeah,
those, but.
I don't either. But
which superhero is better.
No. I get the whole thing individually. The Batman one's a super. But why against each other? Why would they do that?
Yeah, you think they'd be like working together? I guess.
No, I'm intrigued.
Gonna go home and watch it today.
Exactly. All right.
Tyler Wilkinson is 40 today. From the Wilkinsons.
All right.
Kirsten Dunst is 42 today. Nominated for Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 2022 for The Power of a Dog. Right. And then we have two Big Bang Theory actors. Kunal Nayar is 43 today, and Johnny Galecki, I don't know how to say his name, he's 49 today.
Okay.
Both from Big Bang Theory. I know nice. Those two from.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas is 62 today, Basketball Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Detroit Pistons.
Yep.
Or the Bad Boys. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Robert Reynolds is 62 today, ex-Mavericks and ex-Swag bassist.
Okay.
Lars von Trier is 68 today, radical Danish film director of Breaking the Waves, Dancer in the Dark, and I don't know how to say that, Melicholoa?
Melancholy?
Yeah,
there
that's what
go.
It is.
Melancholy, there you go. All right.
Jill Clayburgh, she was nominated for Best Actress Oscars in 1979. Burt Young, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Rocky. And we have Cloris Leachman, also won a supporting actress Oscar in 1970 for The Last Picture Show and 6 of her 20 Emmy nominations.
Okay.
Crazy. Johnny Horton, country pop hitmaker.
Yeah.
Passed away in 1960 from a car wreck.
What is that song? Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton, that song. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very famous song.
The Battle of New Orleans.
Battle of New Orleans.
Yeah, it's on here.
Oh, we might have to play that one. Okay.
And then last one is Al Lewis, the actor, grandpa on the Munsters.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also a basketball scout and political candidate.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was a basketball scout, did you say?
Al Lewis or Albert Meister?
He was a basketball? Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday anniversary to you, everyone, if you're celebrating here on this final day of April. I was looking at news headlines here up on our screen we have here. And here's one of the headlines. It says, dead bodies are left behind on Mount Everest. So why are hundreds climbing and headed into the death zone this spring?
I wouldn't do it.
I've never understood. Man, if that's you, it's fine. But I've never understood the want and desire to do that. There's other things I could accomplish without having to climb over dead bodies to get to the top. You know, the worst part, and now if they put like a Starbucks at the top of Mount Everest,
yeah, maybe.
You know, and then a helicopter ride home afterwards with some incentive to do it, you know, maybe. I might think about it then. But you made it to the top, and now guess what you get to do?
Go back down.
You get to go back down. It's, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things you can brag about at parties, right? I climb Mount Everest. So, oh, good. Good for you.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson, who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s, when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girl.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness, and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh-smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now, how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll see a few more clouds by late this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms here this evening. Our high today, 63. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying that it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you, in this bed with you, I ain't convinced. I don't know how, I don't know how heaven could be better than heaven. Could be better than heaven. I swear this is perfect. Come kiss me one more time.
98 Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
There with Dancing in the Country, 98Q Country at 844. Joel here. Ileana hanging around before she goes to school here. What's your first hour class? What do you got going on today?
I have a speech class. We're filming like a music video type thing this week, so it'll be lots of fun. Yeah, we're going to go to the pool tomorrow and do some underwater filming. Yeah. We do some fun stuff in that class. We do speeches and stuff, but then we're also doing like videos and this and that, but we get to pick a song and then we do like choreography and
You do synchronized swimming in the pool?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking of, but we'll see.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. All right, today we have 8 amazing, interesting facts about junk food. Junk food. So here's things that'll dazzle you. You can use this information to dazzle your family and friends today. Did you know that donuts, why there is a hole in the middle of donuts is because donuts cook better because they have a hole in the middle. That's why they do that. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Nope.
I thought they were just being cheap and they were just taking that thing out of the middle there. But that's what gives them their flavor. So that's why they take the middle out of the donuts. Twinkies. You ever had one? Or do you like them? You know what it is?
Yeah. I mean, they're okay. I'm not a huge fan, but yeah, once in a while.
Probably good. Twinkies got their name from a shoe advertisement, actually. The owner of the Twinkie Hostess company. 7-Eleven and Coca-Cola teamed up to create the Big Gulp. You ever heard of the Big Gulp?
I've been to a 7-Eleven once, but no, I haven't.
Not many around here, but yeah. It was 7-Eleven and Coca-Cola both. And now, I don't know if it's a term that's used by more companies, but when you say Big Gulp, you think of that big tanker size thing of Coke or Diet Coke or whatever. Potato chips were nearly discontinued during World War II. That would have been a crime to lose potato chips.
Yeah.
I'm sure something to do with the availability of the food. A Slurpee. The Slurpees also were big. Is that a 7-Eleven thing? I'm not sure what that
was. Yeah, they have like the slushy things there. Yeah, those are always good.
Yeah, they had the unique straws on the Slurpees. Pop-Tarts originally had a different name. They weren't Pop-Tarts to start with. That's lived on through generations. And just a way to start your day with no nutritional value at all. But they are wonderful.
Yeah. S'mores is my favorite flavor. You pop those in the toaster and, oh, they're so good.
Yeah, and if you don't have a toaster, you can eat them, you know, just not toasted too, but yeah, they are better toasted. I think the brown sugar ones are probably my favorite. Eating junk food actually can rewire your brain. And we've talked about this before, and the fact that when you eat junk food like Cheetos and Doritos, your brain gets rewired and it actually starts to crave that. And the same thing with soda too. If you shove a lot of sugar water into your body, your body's later is like, well, where did it go? I would like some more. But it's been proven that when you eat junk food, that it builds. It's an addiction.
Yeah,
is what it is. But it's a wonderful thing. in moderation. National Junk Food Day is celebrated. There's one day each summer. But in America, we celebrate National Junk Food Day, of course, all year.
Yeah.
All year. Have a great day, Ileana. Good to see you. We'll see you back in here Thursday.
Yep.
All right.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it. When you roll the Charmin up to South on the party, let's just bust and roll it back, everybody. Charmin's in the system, it's soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked, it's our party wine. It's crucial to the thing, so my cheeks feel fine. Everybody wanna touch the sky. Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound
sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants. You come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc. WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Hungry as a bear? I can relate. It's Big G here. If you're craving some mouth-watering chicken, head on over to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays mean a four-piece chicken dinner with fries. And let me tell you, it's perfectly fried, moist, and delicious. And those fries, don't even get me started. Trust me, if I'm full, you will be too. Lena's Bar and Grill is open every day at 11:30, offering nightly specials, hosting social events, and catering for up to 100 guests. Find us off of Highway 13 on Grand Street in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin, the Black Bear capital of the world.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your money. Each Tuesday morning, right around this time, 8:45, we chat with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Services about your money. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're waiting for a little sunshine here. We're hoping anything down in your area this morning?
Nah, not yet. Hoping for this afternoon, too. Yeah, been a couple days.
Yeah, a little gloomy. We just need a little pick-me-up here. All right. Well, we have some special events coming up that we're going to talk about in just a little bit, Matt, for the folks down in the Hawkins area who are affected by the announcement of the Geldwin plant. So you have some special events. We'll chat about that in just a second, but we're going to dig into some tips that people can pass along to their youngins, right, about being financially sound, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So today I want to talk about, again, those four ways to develop good financial habits for your children.
All right.
So we always hope that people feel confident discussing money with their families. But the truth is, Joel, talking about money can be very uncomfortable for many. Where do you begin? What's the right age? The good news is it's never too early to teach financial literacy. So I want to talk about four tips on how to get started.
All right.
So the first tip is create a financial mission statement. And a mission statement is a formal statement of goals aligned to values. Talk with your spouse and children about what's important to them. Ask them what they think money is for, and how to earn it, save it, and spend it. Ask them what their goals are and how they'd like to achieve them. Write it down and use it as a guide when your family has to make financial decisions. Of course, Joel, that's kind of just like with most things in life, kind of creating that mission statement and writing down those goals and trying to stick to those goals.
Right.
And the second tip, and this one hits close to home for me right now, is we had our first child a little over a year ago, and he's starting to model everything that we do around the house.
They're always watching and listening. Cooking. Yeah.
and I'm sure most people out there with children now would certainly remember those days as well.
Right.
But that tip is model smart spending habits. Next time you run to the grocery store, involve the kids in the process from start to finish. Let them choose what to cook, then create a shopping list, and guess how much it will cost. Then, while at the store actually picking up those items, help them stick to buying only what's on the list. Of course, I think anyone who's been shopping before knows it's easy to buy something that's maybe not on that list.
Right.
Especially if you go to the grocery store hungry.
right, exactly.
But along with that, showing them the difference in cost from brand to brand. And for older children, compare the cost of eating out versus the cost of a meal prepared at home.
Right. When you talk about that, you talk about that store thing too. I remember with my son, we used to say, "Okay, here's what you got money wise, and you can buy like one thing." So he would, you'd force him to shop, right? You would force them to shop. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. It's good to, for multiple reasons, find out where the best value is.
Yeah. It teaches them right away. You bet.
Yep, absolutely. And the third tip is allowing kids to earn their own money. an allowance offers an excellent way to help children learn how to handle money. Use your family mission statement to guide your decision on whether to require chores to earn it. Either way, an allowance can help a child learn how to save up for things that they want, that they can buy with their own money. And then lastly, give them control. Open a joint account for your child, a bank account. Show them how to monitor and manage their account and let them go. Check back in a month or so. The account balance doesn't matter nearly as much as helping them understand how their money was spent and the impact of their financial behaviors. Of course, with this, as parents, be patient. This is an opportunity to make mistakes and have you there to help them grow and learn. I mean, I think, again, this is in many facets of life. There will be mistakes, but it's a perfect learning opportunity while children are young and can learn from those mistakes.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of things, obviously, what do they say? Do as I do, not as I say, or do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yeah, correct.
But setting, you mentioned you the 1 year old, and they're watching. They're watching. And that all sticks. So be a good example for your kids, and a good chance that they'll follow in that example, right?
Absolutely, because they certainly want to learn, and one of the ways to learn is by watching mom and dad.
Yeah, and a great way to get your kids off on a good start is we've talked on shows before, Matt, about that education account, setting that up for kids or grandkids, and what a way to leave behind a legacy for your kids and grandkids with education accounts, right?
Absolutely, and there's and I know we've talked about it before as well. Some of the new rules make them much more appealing, absolutely a great way to leave a legacy.
All right, Matt, we're going to talk a little bit about the seminar workshops you have coming up this week for those who are affected by the announced closing of the Geldwin in Hawkins. Obviously devastating for that community, but you guys are taking some steps to help people out, give them some good information, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are hosting three different workshops later this week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday is at 1 p.m. Friday, May 3rd is at 3 p.m. And then Saturday, May 4th is at 10 a.m. But yes, it's preparing for your next chapters, the title of the presentation, and making smart financial choices after a job loss, because there's obviously a lot of things that go into financial decisions after the obviously unfortunate closure of Geldwin, and we want to be there as a resource for people, and that's the reason that we want to provide these workshops. And know that we got a call yesterday. Know that there's no cost or obligation. I feel like I'm an educator at heart. Years ago, I was actually a teacher for 6 years before getting into the financial industry, and as I know we've talked about in the past, and that's what these workshops are for, is to help educate people and hopefully give some clarity and some peace of mind and steps in the right direction.
Yeah, and this is obviously meant for people who are affected by the closing, but if other people are affected and they're not directly related to the Geldwin, they're welcome also to take part in this, I'm sure, right?
Yes, absolutely, because that's the thing that it did. That isn't just like you said, just for the Geldwin closure, but any job loss. So it's very good information for people that may be going through that.
Sure. Due to limited seating, we have some people call to let you know that you're coming at 748-3231, 715-748-3231, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. No obligation, like you said, no cost. It's just an informational session.
Yeah, absolutely, and educate and inform, in this, like I said, unfortunate time, obviously all of our hearts go out to everyone in the Hawkins area that are affected with the shutdown, and like I said, we want to be a resource for people to turn to.
Right, and if people want to check out your website, where can they find you there on the web there, Matt?
Yeah, our website is www.pioneer-financial.net.
All right, pioneer-financial.net. All right, some good information again today, Matt. Thank you so much. And just as we were talking, the sun tried to come out. I saw a glimmer. We were bringing sunshine to the Northwoods.
All right. Absolutely, talking about good financial habits and workshops, I guess, brought out the sun.
Exactly. All right, Matt, thank you so much. We look forward to chatting with you again next Tuesday.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it.
You bet. Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Services. And again, any questions you may have about the